before we get into actually talking about the film itself, I do want to share with you guys briefly just a clip from the Daily Wire's backstage premiere event before they like screen this movie. And I just want to give you like just the you and the listeners here just a little flavor of the geniuses behind the film distribution of this and sort of how they see the film at least. So Chris, could you bring that up?
Now, about a decade ago, yep. Maybe more than a decade ago.
And
we met in my two-bedroom condo, and we were talking about making movies and how difficult it was for conservatives to understand that we actually need to challenge in the culture. And over the preceding 10 years, we've seen as the culture has moved further and further left, as more and more people are shut out of the, not only the entertainment industry, but out of sports, out of journalism, as we saw today. And out of virtually every area of American life.
All right, now enough of this. Enough of this. Okay. You get the thing. I just
it like, looks for on cinema.
Yeah, it looks like for the listeners here, like
they got the popcorn machine.
They have Twizzlers on the table. A jar of Twizzlers and then a jar of Skittles. They're all wearing fucking tuxedos and patent leather shoes. But then there's just like a buffet. Oh, there's of a, candy oh, there's
a,
in front.
And there's also a cigar store Indian in the background.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This feels.
This feels. Basement? Whose dad's basement is this?
This feels exactly in. Like Christopher Moltisanti pitching his movie about like a serial killing mob man.
And just one other thing, it's like the Chiron, it like the set, and not just the set, but the brains behind the words are exactly identical to the On Cinema Oscar specials. Like, everything about it is perfect. But there's a crayon on the bottom that just says "Take back our culture," and they view this movie as their attempt to take back the culture by producing something that has a skein, a sort of a sheen of conservative politics to it. But like as Ben Shapiro says, it's like nonetheless, you know, you can watch it on Netflix with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Wait, can I just point say, out though, one this thing movie on the set? That I just noticed.
Yeah,
they have a bell jar full of pipes on the table, like smoking pipes.
That's distinguished. That's elegant.
Yeah, this is like what I think my clubhouse would be when I was like five.
Yeah, this is the intersection of class and swag right here. This is.
Yeah, that's basically like that place looks like Neverland Ranch if Michael Jackson molested middle-aged white men.
Oh my God! Instead of offering them wine, he just gets your uncle in there and he's like, "Hey, want a Cuban? Yeah. Want a cigar?
Yeah. Want a huge bucket of popcorn?
You want to say, hey, this is Jesus' dick. Suck on that."
My uncle didn't get molested by Michael Jackson, but he had really intimate like emotional connections with them, and then just moved on to older uncles.
I do want to say though,
Bob Seger's in that room if you want to go meet him.